Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
You know the feeling. You and a friend are playing a nice little game of, well, anything. You're doing very well in the game when all of a sudden he makes a great move and gets ahead of you. You can't just sit there and let him do it. So you come back with a great move of your own and retake the lead, but only for a second, because he comes back with an even better move, which makes you come back with a fantastic move, which makes him come back with an unbelievable move. Suddenly, it isn't a friendly game anymore. It's a win-at-all-cost game. Something inside of you says you have to win. So when he's not looking, you cheat. Okay, maybe it doesn't happen quite that way, but we've all faced times when we let our sense of competition get out of hand. That's what today's Adventure in Odyssey is all about, and we'll get started with it right after this. Wow! The McAllister Recreation Center is really crowded today, and with good reason. The teams for the Odyssey Girls Softball League have just been posted. Oh, there's Whit. I guess he wants to see what all the excitement is about, too. Come on, let's go join him.
Good grief, I can't believe the commotion in here. Tom?
Oh, hi, Whit. Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I figured as a board member of the Odyssey Parks and Recreation Department, I should see what's going on here. This is incredible.
Yeah, the kids are real excited, all right.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. Hi, Coach Riley.
Hi, Riley.
Hey, Robin. Coach, huh? Then I take it you're on the Coyotes.
Mm-hmm. Just like last year.
Robin plays second base. She's a dynamite hitter, too. Mm-hmm. Although, we are going to have to work some on your swing.
I'm ready.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how are you? You're playing softball this year, Tracy?
Yeah.
What team are you on now?
The Stingrays.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
Too bad? Well, why?
Because they're a bunch of losers.
Oh, come on now.
Now, Tracy, that's not true. Besides, the Rays have a new coach this year.
We do?
Yeah, so you can never tell what'll happen.
Well, what do you think now, Tracy?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the coach. Who is he anyways?
It's me.
Oh, what? Oh, Bart.
What's the matter? Why is everybody so jumpy?
Well, you sort of came up out of nowhere.
Yeah, and scared us half to death.
Sorry. I heard you talking about the Stingrays, and I thought I'd join in.
Well, you're just in time to meet one of your players. Bart Rathbun, this is...
Tracy Needlemeyer. Hmm. I know who she is. You're a pitcher, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you any good?
I'm okay, I guess.
No. You're either good or you're not good. Now, which is it?
Come on. Well,
let's hear it.
I'm good.
Yeah. You bet you are. And you are going to get even better, too. Because you know why? This is the year of the Stingrays.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Coyotes will have something to say about that.
Looks like you got a little spitfire on your team there, Riley. That's good. Good. I like that. Competition makes for better ball.
Well, let's not forget that the main thing is for the kids to have a good time.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, I gotta be going. Gotta plan some strategies for the season. I'll see you and the Coyotes on the diamond, Riley.
Right, Bart.
And I'll see you tomorrow morning, Tracy. McAllister Park, dime a day, 9:30 sharp, eh?
Okay, Coach.
Wow. He sounds like he really wants to win.
He's pretty much determined, all right. Well, come on, Robin. Let's go tell the Coyotes that our first practice is tomorrow morning, too.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
See you, Whit.
Bye. I'll see you, Tom.
See you later.
Tracy, I know you're sad, but I think if you give the Stingrays a try, you'll have a really good time this season. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe this year will be different after all.
Well, we'll practice more tomorrow. Right now, I want to see 20 sit-ups, 20 push-ups, and 10 laps around the field. Okay, let's go! Ha! Ha! Move it! Tracy! Tracy! Come over here for a second.
Something wrong, Coach?
Well, maybe. You know, Tracy, I'm worried about you.
Me? What for?
Remember the first day of practice, the talk I had with the team?
Yes.
What'd I say?
You said that this year the Stingrays were going to be winners.
That's right. Winners. You know what it takes to be a winner, Tracy?
Well, my dad says it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, that's part of it. Hard work, practice, talent, skill. They're all part of it. But there's one thing that's more important than all of them.
What?
If you want to be a winner, Tracy, you got to think like a winner.
Think like a winner?
That's right. That's what gives you the competitive edge. It's what makes you hungry. Makes you that much better than the other pitcher. Lets you know that you can go on that mound and beat him. I don't see that in you, Tracy. When you're out there, you know what I see?
What?
I see a young lady with a lot of talent, a lot of skill, throwing a lot of good pitches, but mainly just having a good time.
You mean I shouldn't be having a good time?
Sure you should. It just shouldn't be your main reason for being out there, that's all. Your main reason for being there is winning.
It is?
Absolutely. What's the matter? You look confused.
Well, it's just that... That's different from what Coach Riley always told us. He said winning's not as important as doing our best and having fun.
Brother, look, Tracy, having fun doesn't get your picture on the front page of the sports section. Having fun doesn't get you interviewed on the radio and TV. Having fun doesn't get you the championship trophy. Now, I personally think you deserve all those things, and that's why I wanted you on my team.
Really? You wanted me?
Yeah, I did. I could have had another pitcher, but I chose you because I thought you'd want to be a winner. Now, was I wrong?
No, you were right. I do want to be a winner.
Well, the only way you're going to be one is by getting hungry, by developing the winning edge.
How do I do it?
You've already taken the first step. You want to. But the next thing you got to do is get rid of that notion that you're just out there to have fun. You're out there to win. Win! Don't ever forget that. Nothing else is more important. Say to yourself over and over, I'm going to win this game. I'm going to win this game no matter what it takes. I am going to win this game. Say it to me.
I'm going to win this game.
Yeah.
No matter what it takes, I'm going to win this game.
Good. Now you're thinking like a winner.
What else do I have to do?
Oh, there's lots of little tricks to gain the advantage. And you're going to learn them all. This year, the Stingrays are going to be unstoppable. Ha, ha, ha.
This is Kids Radio and Odyssey coming to you from Wits End. I'm John Whitaker with the local Sportlight Spotlight. A great season shaping up.
Right. What you call signal? Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, a sizzler right across the plate for strike three. That's Niedelmeyer's seventh strikeout. She is hot today.
The biggest upset of the week. The Stingrays beat Western Division leaders, the Mud Hens, by a score of 4-1. Led by the lightning-fast pitcher, Tracy Niedelmeyer.
And what's a call? Looks over to third. Here's the windup. And she fires over to first. Paul Sanders looking. Niedelmeyer's really tearing things up.
The sports year, the Stingrays have clinched the Western Division title. They'll face the winner of tomorrow night's Coyote-Red Sox contest for the Eastern Division.
And the pitch. It's a rounder. Going back. Way back. It's what you call gone. Home run for Robin Jacobs. And the Coyotes have won the Eastern Division title. Jacobs really came through for the team when they really needed it. She's making her way around the bases. The Coyote bench is lining up at home plate to meet her. Here she comes, and there it is. The Coyotes are going to the playoffs. The crowd is very excited here, as you can imagine. We're going to try and get a word with someone. Here comes the heroine of the hour, Robin Jacobs. She's surrounded by people, but I'll try to get a word. Robin! Hey, Robin Jacobs! You've just hit the game-winning homer to clinch the Eastern Division title of the Odyssey Girls Softball League. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to Wits End!
And here we go. A triple thick chocolate malted for the Coyotes star hitter, Robin Jacobs.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. See, Coach, I told you we were going to win this year.
We still have the playoffs to go through, Robin.
I know.
Hey, Robin, come here.
Okay. Thanks for the malt, Mr. Whitaker.
You're entirely welcome, slugger.
That was nice of you, Whit.
Well, she was chosen most valuable player, and all MVPs get malts. She really did play a great game, Tom. I had no idea softball could be that exciting.
To tell you the truth, neither did I.
Hi, you guys.
Well, hi, Tracy.
This is quite a surprise.
Why?
Well, because you Stingrays had your victory party here a couple of days ago. This one's for the Coyotes.
I know. I didn't come here to party. I just wanted to congratulate Robin on her home run.
Really?
Well, that's very nice, Tracy.
So where is Robin anyway?
Oh, well, she's over there at that table.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, that's a very nice gesture.
Yeah, if that's what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how I feel about coaching softball, Whit. I think the game is a great way for kids to have fun and get exercise and learn about teamwork and sportsmanship.
Right.
That's what I want them to get out of it.
And that's what they do get out of it.
Yeah, well, I don't think Bart Rathbone shares my sentiments.
Really? Well, what makes you think that?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of difficult to explain. See, we haven't played the Stingrays this year because they're in a different division. But I have seen a few of their games.
And?
And I get the distinct impression that Bart and the Stingrays will do just about anything to win.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, the kids' attitudes when they play. It's fierce. And things have happened in the dugouts and during the games.
Well, what kind of things?
Oh, well, things like bugs in the batting helmets and salt in the soft drinks.
Oh, no.
And honey poured over the bats. You know, just anything to addle the other team and break their concentration.
Hmm. Well, is any of this against the rules?
Well, technically, no. Yeah. No, it's not. But that doesn't make it right. These are supposed to be nice, friendly games, Whit. But ever since the Stingray started winning, they've turned too competitive for their own good. Anyway, now you see why I'm concerned about Tracy being here.
Yeah, but everything seems to be going all right so far.
Tracy!
Then again, come on, Tom.
Right behind you.
Did that on purpose, Tracy Needlemeyer.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was an accident.
What's going on here?
Tracy just dumped my ma all over me on purpose.
Oh. Robin, just because you're nervous about the playoff game doesn't mean you have to lie.
I am not lying. You are. And I'm not nervous. I can hit anything you can throw any day of the week.
Yeah, right. Keep thinking that, Robin, and maybe one day it'll come true when I'm 90.
Now, that's enough. Did anyone else see what happened here? All right. Robin, you better go get cleaned up.
All right.
See you later, Robin.
And Tracy, I think you'd better leave.
But it was an accident.
Whether it was or wasn't isn't the point. I just think it's best if you leave.
Sure. Whatever you say, Mr. Whittaker. Bye.
Well, what do you think now?
I think I'm going to have a talk with Bart Rathbone.
Wow. We'll continue with today's adventure in Odyssey in just a moment. And now, back to today's adventure.
Yeah? Oh, it's you, Whittaker.
Hello, Bart. Say, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Let me come on out. The place is a mess. Hey, I never did tell you, but I really like your radio coverage of the games.
Well, thank you, Bart.
You going to cover the playoff tomorrow?
Hoo-hoo, wouldn't miss it.
Great. Listen, if you need any interviews or anything after the game, just leave me know. I'll be in the winner's circle.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Bart.
Yeah?
You know, you've really done a remarkable job with the Stingrays.
Well, thanks. I gotta tell you, it hasn't been easy. I mean, the kids have a lot of talent, but as I'm sure you know, that isn't enough. If you want to be a winner, you gotta think like a winner, do whatever it takes to win the games. And that's what I've been drilling into their little heads ever since the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I've seen some of the results of your drilling.
What do you mean?
I mean that Tracy Needlemeyer just crashed the Coyote victory party over at my place. She had a confrontation with Robin Jacobs, and Robin claims that Tracy dumped a malt all over her.
Well, Whit, you know kids.
I like to think I know Tracy. What I saw wasn't her. She's always had an ego, but she'd never do anything like this. You know, something about her has changed. And when I ask myself what it could be, the only answer I come up with is the stingrays.
Just what are you saying, Whitaker?
I'm asking you to consider whether you might be overdoing your winning attitude stuff.
Let me get you straight. Are you asking as a board member of the Odyssey Parks and Recreation Department?
No, I'm asking as a person who's concerned about kids. Bart, I'm not against healthy competition, but what you're doing goes way beyond that. Do you realize you've put two girls who used to be friends at each other's throats? You've taken it too far.
Yeah, well, you see, I don't see it that way. The way I see it, I'm doing them a favor.
A favor?
That's right. You know, it's a tough world out there, Whitaker. A competitive world. The ones who'll come out on top are the ones who compete the best. And the sooner these kids learn that, the better off they are gonna be.
Bart, these are supposed to be friendly little softball games.
You sound just like Riley. Wait a minute. Hey, listen, that's it, isn't it?
What?
You're over here spying for Riley.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Then why else would you be trying to throw me off my strategy? Get me to change the way I coach my players. Well, listen, you can go tell your little buddy Riley it didn't work, and you can also tell him that I'll see him and his little team on the field tomorrow, if they have the guts to show up. This conversation is over.
Bart. Oh. Bart.
And at the traditional seventh inning stretch, it's a what you call tie score. The Stingrays 3 and the Coyotes 3. This is Kids Radio in Odyssey bringing you the live coverage of the Odyssey Girls Softball League playoff game. I'm Fred Zachary, and joining me now for some color commentary is John Whitaker. How do you, like the game so far, Whit?
Well, it's great, Fred. We're seeing some really great softball today.
Yes, we are indeed. There's a real what-you-call battle going on out there, almost a personal battle, I'd say, between Tracy Niedermeyer, pitcher for the Stingrays, and second baseman Robin Jacobs of the Coyotes. Care to, comment on that?
Well, Tracy's in top form today, but Robin's hitting has been a real problem for the Stingrays. I'd say at this point, this game is a real toss-up.
I tend to agree. Well, it looks like Coach Bart Rathbone is taking advantage of this break to go over some strategy with some of his players. And it's easy.
All right. We should have this game sewn up by now. What's going on, Tracy?
I don't know. Robin's hit everything I've thrown. I didn't know she could play like that.
Well, it's not just her hitting. She's doing great in the infield, too. She's stronger than I figured. I thought your visit to the party yesterday would rattle her, give us the edge.
The only way she can do that now is by not playing.
Yeah. Who's up next?
Shirley Simpson.
Hey, change your players. Hoffman, come here. Listen, I got a plan.
Well, we're just about to get started with the, seventh inning wit, and it looks like Coach Rathbone has brought in Liz Hoffman to replace Shirley Simpson.
Well, Liz is a good hitter, Fred.
Yes, she is, and she's also one of the best, base stealers in the league.
Yeah.
Well, we're back into it now. Hoffman, steps up to the plate. Coyote pitcher Rachel Weaver looks for the right signal. Here's the windup. And the pitch. It's a line drive and a left hill for a base hit. And the Stingrays have a girl on first. That switch paid off from Elwitt.
Well, the Stingray bench is sure happy about it.
That's great. Now Zelda's up. She's our best hitter.
Yeah, but for what I got planned, we won't be needing her.
Batter up!
What do you mean? What do you have planned?
You'll see.
You just gave Liz the steal sign.
Very observant.
But why? Zelda can hit her in.
She's not there to come in. She's there to take Jacobs out.
What?
You said it yourself, Tracy. Jacobs is playing too good today. Hitting everything, fielding. So the first strike that comes along, Hoffman steals second and takes Jacobs out any way she can.
But you can't do that.
Ball two?
What do you mean I can't? We didn't come this far to lose or to tie. We came to win. Win, that's the only thing that matters.
But I don't want to do it by hurting someone else.
That's the way the game is played, Tracy. You win any way you can.
No!
Go!
No!
Do it! Slide!
Ooh, that was an incredible collision at second base. Hoffman slid right into Jacobs, and Jacobs is down, and I think she's hurt. Well, it was hard to tell from this angle, but it almost looked like Hoffman meant to slide into Jacobs. How did it look to you, Whit? Hey, Whit.
Hey, Whit! Whit, where'd you go?
Huh. It appears my co-announcer is on the field helping Jacobs. We'll have an update on her condition right after this, word from our sponsor.
Whit, Tom?
How is she, Dale?
Is she hurt bad?
No, she's fine. Nothing broken or torn. Doctor says she'll have a pretty bad bruise. She'll have to take it easy for a while, but that's about all. As a matter of fact, she'd like to see you, Coach. Wants to find out about the rest of the game.
Oh, great. I get to tell her we lost.
Oh, well, that's why you're the coach.
Thanks a lot.
I'm glad Robin's going to be all right, Dale.
Yeah. I just can't believe the Hoffman girl did that. It looks like she slid into her on purpose.
She did.
Why?
Her coach told her to.
What?
Well, it's a long story, Dale. Suffice it to say that Bart Rathbone won't be coaching again next year.
Mr. Whitaker?
Would you excuse me for just a minute, Dale?
Sure.
Is Robin all right?
She's gonna be fine, Tracy.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, I never wanted this to happen. I don't even know how it happened.
I do. You and Bart and your whole team let your competitive spirit get out of hand. You're only thinking about yourselves. Now, when that happens, it always ends up in a disaster.
Yeah.
I thought it was very good of you to take yourself out of the game, though.
It was the least I could do. I'm just so sorry, Mr. Whitaker.
I know you are, but I'm not the one you should be saying that to.
Yeah, but I don't think Robin wants to hear it.
Why don't you turn around and find out?
Robin!
Tracy.
I'm sorry, Robin. I'm sorry for the malt and that you got hurt and, well, for everything.
Well, you don't have to be sorry for everything. Just the malt. It's all right, Tracy. We all got a little, well, crazy.
Oh, I almost forgot. I brought you something. Here.
The game ball?
Everyone signed it from both teams. See, even though we won, we all know who the real winner is.
Thanks, Tracy.
Well, come on, everybody. There's a victory celebration going on over at my place. Let's all get over there.
But Mr. Whitaker, we lost.
Only the game, Robin. Only the game. Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Everybody to win, please. Go ahead.
I'm glad Tracy and Robin patched things up, and I think they've both learned an important lesson about winning. Whit said it earlier, there's nothing wrong with competition as long as it doesn't get out of hand. It brings to mind a verse we've heard a lot here in Odyssey, Philippians 2:4. Don't just think about your own interests, but think about the interests of others too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for more Adventures in Odyssey.